dark all this time. Are you sick, then?
No, but please, Marilla, go away and don't look at me. I'm in the depths of despair. I don't care who gets head of the class or writes the best composition. Little things like that are of no importance now because I don't suppose I'll ever be able to go anywhere again. My career is closed.
Well, did anyone ever hear the like? Anne Shirley, whatever is the matter with you? What have you done? Well, get right up this minute and tell me. This minute, I say. No. Now, what is it?
Look at my hair, Marilla.
Anne, what have you done to your hair? Why, it's green.
Yes, it's green. I thought nothing could be as bad as red hair, but now I know it's 10 times worse to have green hair. Oh, Marilla, you little know how utterly wretched I am.
No, then what did you do to your hair?
I dyed it.
Dyed it? Dyed your hair? And surely didn't you know it was a wicked thing to do?
Yes, I knew it was a little wicked, but I thought it was worth being a little wicked to get rid of red hair. I counted the cost, Marilla. Besides, I meant to be extra good in other ways to make up for it.
Well, if I decided it was worthwhile to dye my hair, I'd have at least dyed it a decent color.
Oh, but I didn't mean to dye it green. He said it would turn my hair a beautiful raven black. He positively assured me it would. Oh, how could I doubt his word, Marilla?
Who said? Who are you talking about?
The peddler that was here this afternoon. I bought the dye from him.
And surely, how often have I told you never to let one of those Italians in the house?
I didn't let him in the house. I remembered what you told me, so I looked at his things on the porch. Besides, he wasn't Italian. He was German. He had a box full of interesting things, and he said he was working hard to make enough money to bring his family out of Germany. Oh, he spoke so feelingly about them that it touched my heart. Well, then I saw the bottle of hair dye. The peddler said it was warranted to dye any hair a beautiful raven black. Oh, the temptation was irresistible. But the price was 75 cents, and I only had 50 cents, but the peddler said, seeing it was me, he'd sell it for 50, and that was just giving it away. As soon as he left, I came up here and applied it. I used up the whole bottle. And, oh, Marilla, when I saw the dreadful color it turned my hair, I repented of being wicked, I can tell you. And I've been repenting ever since.
Well, I hope you repent to good purpose and remember where your vanity has led you. I suppose the first thing to do is to give your hair a good washing.
Marilla, I've been washing it over and over all afternoon. Washing doesn't get the greenness out.
Oh,
I can never live this down. People have pretty well forgotten my other mistakes. The liniment cake and setting Diana drunk and flying into a temper with Mrs. Lynde. But they'll never forget this. Oh, and oh, how Josie Pye will laugh. Marilla, I'm the unhappiest girl in Prince Edward Island.
That bottle obviously contained fast dye. Your hair must be cut off.
Oh.
Well, you can't go out with it looking like that.
Please cut it off at once, then, and have it over. Oh, this is such an unromantic affliction. The girls in books lose their hair in fevers and sell it to get money for some good deed. But there is nothing comforting in having all your hair cut off because you've dyed it a dreadful color, is there?
Oh, dry your eyes now while I fetch the scissors.
Oh, I never thought I was vain about my hair, but now I know I was in spite of its being red because it's so long and thick and curly. I expect something will happen to my nose next.